We are starting Mesechtes Baba Kama and Seder Nezikin. Now, Seder Nezikin starts off with Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra. In some of the Gemaras, it's Mavuyer, that really it was one Mesechta. It was called Mesechtes Nezikin. Just like you have in Seder Tyrus, Mesechtes Tyrus, you had in Nezikin, Seder Nezikin, a Mesechta called Nezikin. And this Mesechta Nezikin had 30 prakim, just like Mesechtes Kalim in the beginning of Tyrus has 30 prakim. This also had 30 prakim. Maisa, they split into three Mesechtes, Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, and Baba Basra. Baba is a lashon of a door, of a shar. It's the first shar into the Nezikin. And the reason why it's called a shar, because in the Torah has very little bit in Nezikin. It has very little bit exactly all the details. And the Mesechta is the shar to come into the halachas of Nezikin. Now, Mesechtes Baba Kama discusses the beginning Niskei Mammon, the first six parak about Niskei Mammon, about either your Mammon is a mazik, or the Adam is mazik, other people's nechasim. That's the first six parakim. The seventh parak is Meruba. That talks about Geneva, Kefal, Arba, V'chamisha. Then you have the eighth parak, which is Adam, a mazik, a different person. And then you have the last two parakim, which talks about Gzela, Hagoizel, the two Hagoizels that talk about Gzela. And as we see the Mishnah, we're going to see that there's a chiyuv shmira on your nechasim, and it seems like there's an iser to be mazik. The shaila is, there's no way in the Torah to say the iser to be mazik. It says the iser loy sigzoil, yinala steel, loy signoi, yinala steel, all these things, but doesn't say anywhere, yinala be mazik, loy tazik. It never says anywhere you can't be mazik. So, but voyer, the Torah brings out down that just like it's also to steal, it's also to be mazik. It means if someone wants to be mazik and say, I'll pay back, he still has an iser to be mazik. The shaila is, where's the makar for iser mazik? So the lad of him shot him in the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Yoina learns that it's part of Loi Sigzol. It's included in Loi Sigzol. That's the Issa Mazik. And others learn it's part of Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Michshol, which can be taken literally also. And that's a Mazik. You put a stumbling block from someone and he trips. So that's a Mazik. Or it comes from the Pasuk of V'haftal Reich Kamoicha. That's where the Issa comes from. And there's different shatim in the Rishonim, what exactly the Isser Mazik is. It's not over here, it's all over the place, all over Shas, different places. For example, the Ben Yoin is printed in the beginning of Mesechtes Avos. That's where he says his Vart, that's Klulay Sigzal. But Lamai says, before all the Gemaras, there's an Isser Mazik also. And with that, we'll start the Mishnah, Mesechtes Baba Kama. Abba Avos Ezekin. There are four Avos Ezekin. What's the Av? Rashi says, any Mazik that's Mefurish Neposik is called the Av. So what are the avos? Hashar, that's the damages that your axe does. Vahabar, that's someone who makes a bar. It could be a pit, it could be something that someone trips on. Vahamave, some chalkas of what mave means, we'll teach now for now, it means shein. It's a type of a shar hamazik, or it means odom hamazik, it's an option, it means odom hamazik. Vahever is fire. Your fire goes at mazik and damages other people's property. Now, the Mishnah says that lo yarei hashar kerei hamave. If you just said shar, you would not know mava. You have to have a special pasuk for mava. And let's say shar is keren, you still have to need a pasuk for shein. And the Gemara will explain what the reason is. Lere mava kreya shar. Mava is not similar to shar. And both shar and mava are both things that have ruach chaim, that are alive. Either if it's a person or if it's a shar, it's alive. But lo yizav that's just for ruach chaim. Kareya eish, shein for ruach chaim. But eish is not alive. So you need a pasuk for that, teach you that eish is called mamun amazik, that's your mazik. Those things all go to be mazik. Kareya bar, the thing comes to it, the thing that gets damaged comes to the bar, maybe you wouldn't be chayav for that. So that's in your pasuk for a bar. Veloizavizash darkam leilech lahazik, it goes and is mazik. Kareya bar, she'ain darka leilech lahazik. The bar is not go be mazik, you come to it. Hatzara shavash behem, the common denominator between these four avos are shadark and lahazik. It's the derech. It's normal for them to be mazik. Vishmiros and olech, and you have a chiyuv shmira. And like this is one of the rites that the chiyuv shmira starts before the chiyuv to pay. There's a chiyuv shmira. Ukshehizik chava mazik l'sham tsumi nazik meitav aretz. And if the mazik you chayev to pay, you have to pay up the damages. But meitav aretz, rational meitav aretz means if you're going to pay karka, you have to use idias. You have to use the best of your karka. Now it's a chakira in the chachorin. We have to say over this chakira. Is what's the chiyuv of mazik? Where does it come from? Because I didn't watch it? Or there's a chiyuv for mazik? Shmirosam is a way to pater myself from hezik. What's the chiyuv? Because I didn't watch it? Or because it was mazik? That's the clear in the Acharonim. There's different rayas this way and that way. Hakapodim, that one of the rayas are that here it says that the halacha is if you give it over to someone else, So then, and they have to watch it, they're chayiv, not you. What do you mean? It's your maman amazik. If the chiv was as maman amazik, so what's the difference? He didn't watch it. It's your maman. Teretz is that the chiv is because he didn't watch it. And if I gave it to someone to watch it, he didn't watch it, he becomes chayiv. That's one of the rayas. Akaponim, well, as we go through the Masechta, maybe we'll have rayas which way, if it's a chayiv for Ishmira or if it's not maman amazik. So that is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says there are four obvious Ezekim. We said, like, it's anything before it's Nekra. And you have to attack a why this order. Rashi speaks out. The reason why it's the order, Shar, Bar, Mav, Veheva, is because that's the order of the Psukim in the Torah. Tosfos says it depends what's Shar and what's Mav. If Mav is also Shar, so then it says Shar first. I and Tosfos that's busy with the Seder of the Mishnah, that stim with the what Mav is and what these mean, Shar, Bar, Mav, Veheva. Zok to Gemara. Midiktani avos, since it says avos, fathers have children. Mechlal de'ika toldos. If there are four avos zikin, there must be toldos. There must be children kilu of the avos, which means there are different mazikim that are learnt out from the ones that are in the pasuk. Now we'll see Amud Beis and Afgim Amud Aleph all the different toldos of every one of the mazikin. For example, the shar, if it's keren, which the pasuk says keren, which means with the gores with the horn, a toldo would be neshicha, biting, or pushing with its guf. We'll see different examples. Akaponim, here we know the toldos. Are the toldos same ki yitzvem or like yitzvem? Are they like the av or not? Now, what's the shayla of toldos ki yitzvem or not? What's the shayla? So the Rashi on base that says that the shayla is. I'll read the Rashi. Rashi on the base, different Masa Hochamai, he says, Mir Mirin told us, Kyotzebem, Loishna Abisha told them, Hizik Meshalim. It seems like Rashi is saying, Briska Rav is dying this already, that the Shaila is, are told us Chayef to pay or not Chayef to pay? That's Miss Kyotzebem or not. The Shaila is, if it's not Chayef to pay, why would it be called a Tolda? What makes it a Tolda? It's part of the pay. What makes it a Tolda? That's a Briska Rav's Kasha. So the Achorinim answer, I think of Shmuel Wazowski and others say, like we spoke about before, there's an Isser Mazik. So maybe it's a tolda legabe to issa mazik, but then there's another thing you have to pay. Maybe you don't have to pay by a tolda. That's shalak yitzvem. That's how you have to learn a few Rashi. There'll be an issa mazik, and the shaila is if you have to pay or not. Lamaisa, the Rosh brings down from the Rif that the shaila is not if you have to pay. Of course you have to pay. The question is all the halachas, nezek shalom, chatzin nezek, are they all the same? Are tolda and the av all exactly the same or not? That's the question. I'll read you some Loshon. Al-Kim de Chazina Ksas Chilukim Badashtum Nezikin. You find a difference between Tam Lamuid, Vavagar Tavai Oves Nenu, Hela Alibay Lefashvesh Veleida Im Atolus Kyotzev Oves. Are Tolus like the Oves? That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. So the Shiloh is, are the Tolus like the Oves or not? So the Gemara says, let's analyze all the places that have Tolus. Gabi Shabbos Tanan, Oves Velochas Abam Chasa Achas. When it comes to Hilchot Shabbos, there are the Lama Tes Velochas, 39 Melochas, Oves Melochas. Oves Mechal Dika Tolus. There's Aves, there's Toldos. Just to give you an example, Av is Zerea. You're not allowed to plant. The halacha is, if you water plants on Shabbos, that's also called Zerea. That's a Toldos Zerea. It's not Mamas Zerea. Zerea means you put something ready, you plant it. You water plants, it's also a form of planting, that's a Toldos. That's an example of a Toldos. So, here we have 39 Aves halachas, you have Toldos. The halacha is, Tolosem Ki Yitzvem. There we know, we don't have a suffix. By Shabbos, Tolosim are like the Av. Lo yishna Av chatas, lo yishna Tol de chatas. It means if you do a b'shoigig, if you do an Av b'shoigig, you get a chatas. If you do a Tol de b'shoigig, you do get a chatas also. If you water the plants b'shoigig, you get a chatas. Lo yishna Av b'skila, lo yishna Tol b'skila. If you water plants on purpose, and you get warned, you get skila. So what's the difference between Av and Tol de? So what is the difference in Av and Tol de? So, like the Tosfos Rosh explains, that we knew already that the Av are the things that are in the Mishkan, and Toldo are the things that are not in the Mishkan. The Gemara's question is there a nafkamina lahalacha between Av and Toldo? Or my Ika bin Av and Toldo? The Gemara says, yeah, nafkamina, dilu avish de avish vade adadi. If you do two avish, it means you do Bairer together with Zoreya. The halacha is, you have two chatois. Inami shtei toldos vade adadi. You do two toldos. You do a toldo of Zoreya, you water the plants, you do a toldo of Bairer, that you sift something. The halacha is, that you chayiv for $2. So I call chadav v'chadav. The ilu of an av and toldo today. But if you do the av and a toldo, which means you plant something and you water it, lo yim chayiv v'chadav, only chayiv one. So that's the nafkimi to av and a toldo. Av and a toldo nafkimi is because if you do the av and together with the toldo, Rashi says only chayiv on one. Rashi says only chayiv on the av v'locha. Av and toldo today lo yim chayiv, not chayiv on the toldo. So that's the nafkimi if it's av and toldo. But afraid the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, the chayiv told the makamav. He holds even told the makamav you chayiv two. Amai karle av, amai karle tolda. So why is it called the av? Why is it called tolda? And for the Gemara, hachtav mishkan chashiva, whatever was chashiv in the Mishkan, karle av is called av. Hacht leav mishkan chashiva, karle tolda. Whatever was not chashiv in the Mishkan is called a tolda. So it comes out fi Rav Eliezer. It sounds like there's no nafkamina. Like the Tosfos Rosh Taka speaks out, lefi Rav Eliezer, the Taka will not be any nafkamina. Like that's the Tosfos Rosh speaks out. We have this beautiful Gemara that Moshe Gafmi has in the back here, Rebbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos Rid. It says over here, nearly the Shaper, the Hachta Mishkan Chashiva, nearly the Yoda Shaper, they knew already the Hachta Havai Mishkan Chashiva Lemikri Av. The lavach, you don't know what the lach was to El the shakl v'tari tamud aleda im yesh shum nafkusa v'dav. This is an afkamina. V'kama eich nami. The rabbanon there is an afkamina. V'asik, I'm skipping on some words here. V'asik, the rabbi yezav v'ade l'esh shum nafkusa. There's no afkamina. Happens to be in Tosfos, he's mitzad, there might be an afkamina. Because it could be when you have to do asra, you have to masra either because of the av or the tolda. So it makes a big difference. If it's a tolda, you have to masra because of the tolda. You have to say, you're not allowed water. If not, you have to say, you're not allowed zareya. So the kumi is an afkamina. Dr. Gemara Vaita. So we have Tolsk Yetzvan by Shabbos, and but we're not sure by Nezikin. We have another case. Gabi Tumas. Gabi Tumas Tanan. Ova Yisa Tumas. What's the Ava Tumah? Hasheretz, that's the Ava Tumah. Vashich Vazera. There's a certain discharge from a man. It's a Shich Vazera. That's also Tameh. Vitami Mace, which means a person touches a mace. A mace is called a Via Ava Yisa Tumah. But if you touch a mace, you're Ava Tumah. What's Toldaseim? That's a Rishon. Toldaseim is the next one. The Tameh Mace touches something, or the Sheretz touches something, the Rishon. Toldaseim lav kiritzavim. The Toldas are not like the Av. Why? Dilu Av, Avatoma, is Matam Adam Kalim. Is Matam a person, or clothing, or Kalim. Mashekin a Rishon, Vilu Toldos, Oichle Mashkin Matamim. It's only Matam Oichle Mashkin. Adam Kalim like Matam. It's not Matam Adam Kalim. So here you see, it's not kiritzavim. A Toldas is not like an Av. So we have by Shabbos a Tolda is like an Av. By Tumah, it's not like an Av. Tolda is not like an Av. Hachamai, by Nezikin, what? Omra Papa, Yeshvem, Kiyesvem, Yeshvem, Lav, Kiyesvem. By Nezikin, it's not so simple. Some are the same, some are not the same. And now the Gemara will go on a discussion to tell you all the Toldas, and then analyze the Toldas like the Avos, and we'll come out, we have to find which Toldas attack and not like the Avos, and that will take us until the Gimel on base.